Mining giant Rio Tinto has posted a full-year loss of $3 billion after taking massive write-downs on its coal and aluminium units. The big write-downs had already led to the resignation of former chief executive Tom Albanese last month. The new chief executive, Sam Walsh, has promised more accountability, discipline and cost-cutting. So for more, I'm joined by resources reporter Sue Lannan. Did analysts expect a full-year loss?
Yes, most analysts that looked at the net result expected a full-year loss. We had UBS predicting a $4 billion net loss. Rio Tinto came in with a $3 billion net loss, so not as bad as UBS predicted. Now, that is because of those big write-downs, Tim. The $14.4 billion write-downs on Rio Tinto coal in Mozambique and, of course, their aluminium business. And as you said, it led to the departure of Tom Albanese. However, despite that net loss, Rio has said it has to keep shareholders happy, and they have increased their dividend for the year to $1.67 per share. So that's up 15%. From 2011. So they had good results in iron ore and copper, but aluminium and energy weren't so good.
Well, the man who's been charged with making those shareholders happy again after Mr. Albanese's less than successful attempt at that is Sam Walsh. This was his first real media outing since he got the job. What did he have to say?
Well, it was a very philosophical Sam Walsh that spoke to journalists in his first media conference call. He said there had been a lot of soul searching at Rio Tinto after those big write-downs. And I have to note, those big write-downs in January came after other big write-downs that had to make, especially because of that ill-fated purchase of the Canadian aluminium producer Alcan. Now, he said there would be more discipline at Rio, more accountability. Let's have a listen to what Sam Walsh had to say.
That I will demand greater focus, greater discipline, greater accountability across every part of the group. And what does this mean in practice? Well, firstly, it's about how we invest our capital. I expect everyone at Rio Tinto to treat the company's money like its own and to run the business like they own it, not just manage it. To do this, we must get the balance right between risk and reward in assessing new investments.
That's the new Rio Tinto boss, Sam Walsh. He went on to say that Rio Tinto hadn't paid a cent of mining tax. Was that expected, given this overall loss?
Well, given that the government said that they only made $126 million for the first 6 months of operations, it's probably not unexpected. And Rio has stayed pretty quiet in the past on whether it paid any tax. And he said, yes, it's more related to slumping commodity prices. We've seen coal prices lower, and of course, iron ore prices actually fell to the lowest since the GFC back in October. And that's when Sam Walsh said they had to make their first installment of the tax. So he said it was operating as you would expect. It's a tax on super profits. So when commodity prices fall, you're probably not going to pay any tax. Also, he said they contributed a lot in terms of investment, which they were able to write off. So they didn't pay any tax, and he said he couldn't tell for the first quarter of 2013.
With Rio taking itself out of calculations, I guess we're starting to be able to work out who did pay that small amount of tax.
Yes.
Sue Lannan, our resources correspondent, thank you very much.